This week on Hands On Wellness, we continue our discussion on tech for a healthy heart. Stay tuned. Hands On Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands On Wellness is brought to you by Casper. Get $100 towards select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/twit1 and use promo code TWIT1 at checkout. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands On Wellness here on Twit TV. Personal wellness and fitness is truly important to me. And on this podcast, I like to take time each and every week to share with you different ideas and tips and tricks that I've learned to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. I appreciate you all joining me this week. Hop in and join us every single Friday here on the network. You can find us on your podcatcher on pretty much any platform, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or good old RSS, and just search for Hands On Wellness and hit subscribe. And while you're there, especially if you're using Apple Podcasts, feel free to leave me a review of the show and leave me a comment to let us know what you think of the show and how the show is doing. That feedback really does mean a lot. I thank you all so much for your time, and I appreciate all of you being a part of our Twit community. Now, before we get started into this week's episode, allow me just a few seconds here. You know, we've been recording these last several episodes during this pandemic as we continue to fight the COVID-19 shelter in place orders and all the other things to try to help us keep safe and keep us healthy. But there's also been some really, really troubling things to happen in our civil society, if you will. Regarding violence and people wrongfully dying, my thought and request to you is to continue to spread love and good cheer and be the change that you'd like to see in this country and in this world. Let's make this place a better place. I always say to people when I see them during the day, hey, be well and do well. And that's all I'm asking for you. I thank you. All right, so let's go ahead and get started with this week's episode. Previously, we talked about the importance of heart health, and I said that this was going to be a two-part series. In part one, we discussed blood pressure and how we deal with blood pressure, as far as it being too high or too low or being just right, and how we can measure it. This time, continuing that discussion, we're going to talk about EKG or ECG, depends on where you see it, which stands for electrocardiogram. Now, what exactly is that? An electrocardiogram basically allows a medical professional, particularly a cardiologist or a doctor, to take a visual assessment of how your heart is doing. When you watch television and all of your favorite medical TV shows or whatever, the doctor walks in and they have a stethoscope on, and they put the little lead onto the patient's chest, and they're listening to the patient's heart. They're listening to the heartbeat. How does it sound? Is it sluggish? Is it too fast? Is it too slow? That's one way of doing an assessment. What an EKG does is allow those medical professionals to have a visual display of what they just heard, because sometimes there are things that you can hear through a stethoscope that may not be revealed to your ears. But when you look at the electronic impulses that are naturally going through our body and through our heart, you're able to pick up different signals and different things to show what's going on. Typically, you're trying to make sure there's nothing else going on, such as atrial fibrillation. I can never say that word. It's commonly known as AFib. And this is basically trying to fight off a heart arrhythmia or an irregular heartbeat. And it can be pretty troubling for people, and it's a serious concern. And it's having these tests run allows the doctors to act quickly and efficiently to try to help these people that are dealing with these problems, in addition to other things such as tachycardia or bradycardia, where your heart is beating way too fast or beating way too slow. Now, the tech that is involved in this. When you go to a hospital and have an EKG, you're usually charged a gazillion dollars because a machine is hooked up to you and it's going to do the scan because they just plug in little electrical leads and they'll do the scan and get the reading. Well, the folks at Alive Corps sent me a device called the Cardia, and it is a pretty tiny device that pairs to your smartphone. This is the Cardia. And it's a single lead mobile ECG, EKG device. And it is pretty outstanding, it's really easy to use. You literally just pair it to your phone and hold it in place with your two thumbs. Very, very slick device. The significance of this is it connects to you via Bluetooth and it allows you to be able to get a reading at home or anywhere, regardless of where you are. And it's going to give you pretty accurate data. Now, granted, I cannot read one of these graphs, these ECGs. I have no idea what those graphs mean. But if I need to send this information over to my doctor, I can very easily send it over to my doctor from within the Alive Corps mobile app. It's super easy. And according to a doctor friend of mine that we'll get into here in a minute, It's pretty accurate and it's a really reliable source. You can get this one online for $89. We'll put a link in the description here of this video that allows you to be able to click on it and see how you can get yourself one of these. In addition to the Alive Corps Cardia Mobile, they also sent over a newer model. This is their 6L, and this stands for 6-lead. Now, what exactly does that mean? Well, with this first one, it just has one lead, and it's just going to give you a reading with the one line of the EKG. Converse to this one gives you six leads, and it's going to give you six different readings. That's going to give you a lot more data for your medical physician to analyze and be able to figure out what's going on, if things are healthy or if things are a little bit questionable regarding your heartbeat. It's a really, really cool device. I'll also link to that one in the show notes as well. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the ECG. And prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, I had plans to sit down and do a Skype call with a friend of mine who happens to be a cardiologist. And his name is Dr. Garrett Ruth. But since we can't do the Skype call because he's clearly very busy these days, I decided to just do a little Q&A over email. But before we get into that discussion, I want to take a few minutes to thank this week's sponsor. This episode of Hands-On Wellness is brought to you by Casper. I ordered a Casper mattress a couple of months ago, and holy moly, I love my Casper mattress. It's so daggum comfortable. Casper mattresses combine multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep that's breathable and designed to help you sleep cool by regulating your body temperature. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Get a Casper mattress today. You can save $100 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/twit1 and using code TWIT1 at checkout. That's casper.com/twit1 with code TWIT1 at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. All right, so now I wanted to talk about a little bit more about what ECG and EKG and the significance of these particular tests. And I'm fortunate enough to have a good friend, Mr. Garrett Ruth, an actual cardiologist that I met a few years ago at an awesome Clemson football game. Great man and super, super knowledgeable. And he was more than happy to help me out and share his information that he's learned over the years. And just, you know, I want to try to help educate you all and make it something that you can take from this and share with others and give you a little bit of peace of mind when it comes to dealing with the health of your heart. All right. So since I couldn't do the Skype call, what I'm going to do is just put the Q&A up on the screen that we discussed. And I think you'll still find this rather interesting. All right. So my first question to him, I basically asked him, hey, so we are, you know, we're doing ECGs and EKGs on patients. And, but you know, what is the significance of it? And he answered to me, just as we discussed previously, EKGs are great because they give you a visual view of someone's heart, because, you know, you can only hear so much with a stethoscope, but if you have that visual version of the heartbeat, it's super critical, because sometimes you could see a silent heartbeat, a silent heart attack happening that could be pretty critical and allows the cardiologist to really step to action and try to, you know, better take care of the patient. So yeah, ECGs and EKGs are highly important when you're dealing with someone that's having shortness of breath or just having chest pains, anything like that, that can be pretty uncomfortable, and we need to try to get a better assessment of what's going on. All right. Now, my next question to him. All right. So heart conditions, they can happen to pretty much anyone, right? I assume so. So I also asked him, you know, what are the more common risk factors dealing with heart disease? Is it basically centered around age and diet? What all is it? Dr. Roof says heart disease is everywhere and it can happen to anyone. In fact, based on American Heart Association data, it is the leading cause of death in America, followed closely by cancer. That's pretty daggum scary, folks. Age and genetics are two risk factors that cannot be modified. Other common risk factors we see that a patient can be influenced for is smoking, bad diet, and being overweight, or just physical inactivity, diabetes, blood pressures. It's a lot of different things. I've had a patient who was an experienced marathon runner suffer from a heart attack, who after treatment went on to continue running, which shows you that even the most fit individuals can be at risk from inherent genetics, although it is less common. Now, that's pretty scary. I never really even thought about it that way. But then again, I have heard that heart disease can just happen to anyone. Doesn't really matter. Now, since I was previously talking about the AliveCor Cardia Mobile and the Cardia Mobile 6L, I figured I'd run this by them. If someone had the capability to run an ECG or an EKG scan at home, how often should they run the scan? According to Dr. Roof, typically physicians use the ECGs like a vital sign, blood pressure, O2, heart rate, and so forth, and vary day-to-day, patient-to-patient. So, okay, so that can vary. Normally, they are done routinely at the office and in the presence of symptoms such as chest pain or shortness of breath. That makes sense. But that being said, without proper clinical knowledge of an ECG interpretation, it may cause undue stress to the patient. So if you're going to use these scans, don't freak out, is what he's saying. You know, your scan reading may be just fine. That's why it's up to you to get that information to your cardiologist and not necessarily assume that something is always wrong. Most modern ECG machines have an auto interpret feature that has to be overread by a trained physician. Like many computers, they can be wrong. It's good stuff. I asked him if he had a recommendation of particular products. But then again, I was like, no, I can't necessarily put you on the spot. But I did want to ask him, you know, something like this Cardia Mobile 6L or the Cardia Mobile from AliveCor, you know, can he vouch for these types of devices? And is he totally fine with having something like this recommended for use for regular people being at home, not necessarily able to get off to the cardiologist, you know, tomorrow because of all of our shelter in place and COVID-19 restrictions? And he answered this as: atrial fibrillation, the most common heart arrhythmia in the United States, sometimes require various prescription wearable cardiac monitors to gather data on how well medications are working. This type of device and other FDA-approved devices are great platforms that we can sometimes recommend to patients who are diligent about recording symptomatic episodes and can bring the ECG readings to help diagnosis and treatment. As a side note, many of today's wearable technologies, such as the Apple Watches, Fitbit, etc., all can be used in a similar fashion to gather data on heart rate variably. So if you have a heart rhythm issue and a smartwatch, be sure to tell your physician. That's a great point, because nowadays the physicians are pretty much used to knowing about tech today being available to just regular everyday consumers. And they are already sort of in the know, understanding what that tech is and how that tech can help them do a better job or be more efficient at assessing a patient's issues and getting their job done a lot more effectively. So, yeah, if you have this tech, let your physician know. It's going to be better for you. It's going to be better for them, but definitely going to be better for you. All right. Well, that concludes my chat, if you will, with Dr. Ruth. I appreciate him working with me, and I hope he's doing well. And I really appreciate him doing his part in the medical community to help keep people healthy and get people better during these trying times during this pandemic. I have no idea how many hours a day he's working, but I'm sure he's giving it his all. And Dr. Ruth, I salute you and I thank you. All right. Okay, folks, that's going to do it for this week on Hands On Wellness. Again, I thank you all so much for the continued support of the show. Do me a favor, hop on over to your favorite podcatcher of choice, hit the subscribe button and hit the rating button and hit the review button, and then share it out to others and let other folks know about Hands On Wellness. It really does mean a lot as we continue to grow our Hands On Wellness community. If you're looking to find out all of our subscription options, you can check it out on the website at twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how. And that'll take you to our website where you can see all of the different subscription options and show notes and other little tidbits, such as even our sponsored information. I thank you all for being so kind and sharing all the well wishes during these troubling times that we've had here recently. It does mean a lot. I really, really do appreciate it. If you'd like to send a message to me just to share your progress on how you're going with your personal wellness during this time, feel free to shoot an email, how@twit.tv. I try to answer every single one of them as fast and as best as I can. And I'll be more than happy to share a virtual high five with you. We got to keep this going. We got to get a better grasp on our personal wellness. And hopefully my little 10 minutes here each week will help you out. All right, folks, I will talk to y'all next week here on Hands On Wellness. You all take care. We'll see you.
Hi, I'm Jason Howell, host of All About Android, where each week I'm joined by Ron Richards, Florence Ion, and a rotating crew of Android journalists, developers, and enthusiasts, where we talk about the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/AAA or find the show in your podcatcher of choice. That's All About Android.